not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char, and let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal. Welcome to this seasonal week when the nation is in such great peril. It's official now. President Trump will not be conceding. Dan Scarvino, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Communications, Director of Social Media, posted a series of tweets late last night that many took as an ominous sign of what's coming. But he also made a Facebook post stating, President Trump will not be conceding. This is an official statement from the White House. I think we all knew it already, but it's official now, and for good reason. Meanwhile, Friday, the Pentagon paused the transition meetings with the Biden people, causing concern for Biden's team as it meets resistance in the department. Barry McCaffrey, who's a former general and a stooge for the deep state, was tweeting, Pentagon abruptly halts Biden transition. Makes no sense. Claim they are overwhelmed. DOD goes opaque. Trump-Miller lineup no good, meaning the president met with the Secretary of Defense. Danger. Meanwhile, Michael Flynn has reported foreign intelligence agencies were monitoring the U.S. election and that they're willing to provide information to Trump about how the election was stolen, no doubt. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn said he was provided information that foreign intelligence agencies were monitoring the U.S. election on November 3rd and are willing to provide evidence to President Donald Trump. Meanwhile, the former CEO of Overstock, Patrick Byrne, was in a 4.5-hour meeting with Donald Trump this weekend, and he has given the very disturbing report, there are traitors in the Oval Office. Here he tweeted, I was there for the full 4.5-hour meeting. Claims of military coup or martial law were discussed, 100% fabrication. Trump is lied to by his own advisors who tell the staff, get the president to concede while they stall Trump. Meadows and lawyers Eric Derrick, general counsel Pat Cipollone, who is the leaker. Here's more. Trump is ill-advised, ill-served by advisors pushing him to concede, former Overstock CEO says. President Donald Trump's advisors want him to lose the election and are lying to him. According to Patrick Byrne, the former Overstock.com CEO, who reports being part of a lengthy White House meeting on December 18th, Trump is lied to by his own advisors who tell his staff, get the president to concede why they stall Trump. He wrote on Twitter on December 20th, yesterday. Burns specifically pointed to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, General Counsel Pat Cipollone, and a pair of attorneys he referred to by their first names, Eric and Derek. The White House did not respond to a request for a comment. I can promise you, President Trump is being terribly served by his advisors. They want him to lose and are lying to him. He is surrounded by mendacious mediocrities. Meanwhile, the very idea that Obama won an election with 81 million votes in 477 counties when he couldn't get 10 people to a rally is preposterous in the extreme. We're now seeing contrast with Obama, for example, at 69 million votes, who carried 873 counties, but drew huge crowds, and Trump, who drew even larger crowds, winning 74 million votes in 2,497 counties. The very idea Joe Biden won this election, when it's not even the real Joe, is simply absurd beyond belief. Breaking. White House splits over special counsel martial law amid aftermath of SolarWinds breach. Arguments between senior White House staff and prominent Trump staffers erupts in the Oval Office on Friday. The rift between members of the senior White House staff is now as public as it is wide after CNN reported an Oval Office meeting between top Trump staffers, including Trump campaign attorney Matt Morgan, attorney Sidney Powell, and General Michael Flynn, the de facto leaders of the grassroots movement fighting for election integrity, that allegedly included arguments over a possible voter fraud special counsel investigation and martial law to restore election integrity. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows and White House Counsel Pat Cipollone were present at the meeting and reportedly pushed back against the notion of naming Sidney Powell as a special counsel to investigate the widespread evidence of mass voter fraud in the 2020 election. I think we can see here a clear pattern that Mark Meadows and Pat Cipollone are betraying the President of the United States and the United States itself. Breaking exclusive. Owners of SolarWinds have links to Obama, the Clintons, China, Hong Kong, and the U.S. election process. Who owns SolarWinds? This is a good question due to the complicated sales and purchases of related companies and individual owners over the past few years. Per our research, this is from the Gateway Pundit, which is a highly reliable news source I recommend. The owners of SolarWinds are related to the Clintons and companies that verify U.S. elections. According to Dr. Quigley on Twitter, the buyout firm Thomas Bravo, which now owns SolarWinds, was founded by a Puerto Rican billionaire who contributed over $100,000 to Hillary in 2016. His name, Orlando Bravo. It looks as though there's a whole lot of integration here between this Thomas Bravo Corporation, Hillary Clinton, Rose Law Firm, Shanghai, China, where Thomas Bravo and CyberTrust somehow verify all elections in all states. More corruption coming to the surface. Meanwhile, Rudy Giuliani reporting yesterday the Team Trump will use different strategy for focus on voting machines by a focus on voting machines where in the past they've been going to the states and presenting affidavits and witness reports who have observed massive theft of votes taking place, massive manufacture of votes. Now they're going to focus on the voting machines, which I always believe was the appropriate focus to begin with. Meanwhile, and it's very important to appreciate what's going on here, gun violence soars in New York City, and de Blasio is the cause. Why is it Bill de Blasio still has a job? He doesn't want to keep the police around. He's managed to slash their budgets something dramatically. Meanwhile, he won't actually help the crime rate because he's too concerned with appealing to all of the bleeding heart liberals. In fact, actually, de Blasio and the mayors of other cities like Portland, Seattle, the governor of California, the governor of New York are engaged in an attempt to destroy the economy of the United States. They are socialist idealists, to give it the most positive spin, who believe in a redistribution of wealth. They want to equalize everybody. They're really stunningly anti-capitalist, against entrepreneurs. They're shutting down New York because they want to destroy capitalism across America. Here's a statement from de Blasio that our mission is to redistribute wealth. From the beginning, what I tried to focus on was a very simple concept, equity and excellence, that we need to profoundly change the distribution of resources. These are people who think that, you know, the poor and the disadvantaged elements of society need to have just as much in the way of resources as those who are working and contributing to society. And when he talks about equity and excellence, he's really talking about equity at the expense of excellence. Donald Trump is a target for these people because he represents excellence, because Trump is an entrepreneur, because he believes in capitalism. These are individuals who in their heart of hearts really believe in communism. They believe in a total redistribution of wealth and the eradication of capital. I like to say very bluntly, says de Blasio, our mission is to redistribute wealth. A lot of people bristle at that phrase. That is, in fact, the phrase we need to use. And they're doing it in school districts, for example. We're announcing changes to our high schools and middle school admissions policies that are supposed to improve justice and fairness. They'll make the process simpler and more fair. It turns out that wealthy middle-class residents are pulling their children out of the schools. The wealthy are abandoning New York because it's turning into an educational as well as economic wasteland. But it's all by design. This is what has to be understood. Meanwhile, Mexico's president slams lockdowns as a form of dictatorship. He says the stay-at-home orders betray authoritarian instincts of governments. And he's got it exactly right. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador slammed lockdowns as a form of dictatorship during a press conference, telling reporters that such measures betray authoritarian instincts. The popular leftist order, known as AMLO by his supporters, said that COVID knockdown lockdowns were fashionable among authorities who want to show they're heavy-handed and dictators. Here's an individual who seems to me to have it exactly right. Listen to this fascinating report.
Our chapter in American history is being written right now, and we will soon find out who are the George Washingtons and who are the Benedict Arnolds in this litmus test between integrity and corruption, between courage and cowardice. We will soon know whether our elected officials and judges have the courage to keep their oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, or if they are establishment cowards who need to find another line of work. American hero Mayor Rudy Giuliani and American patriots presented the evidence of massive election fraud to legislatures and the courts, like how states violated the Constitution, the law, and court orders, and unlawfully changed the dates, the rules, the votes, and illegally stopped observers from verifying the votes in every swing state. What's clear is there is more than enough election crime to change the outcome in favor of President Trump. Those who say otherwise are ignorant of the facts or complicit in the fraud. Like the guy who lied about the waterline break to chase observers out of Georgia in order to pull suitcases full of ballots hidden underneath covered tables so they could illegally upload them in the dead of night. This may be election protocol in Iran or North Korea, but not in America. The Georgia Secretary of State refused to do his job after conducting an audit using a company linked to the Dominion vote-switching machines. It's time for an audit of our elected officials, but few were surprised by what happened. Joe Biden wasn't surprised.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
When you know the outcome of the election has already been determined, you can stay in the basement and tell people you don't need their vote.
I don't need you to get me elected. I need you once I'm elected.
America's choice for president was obvious. If you want to steal an election, just follow Hillary's advice.
Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances, because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if
they chase out all the observers and do a ballot drop in the middle of the night. What made them so sure they would win? Well, for starters, they have the Dominion voting machines, complete with their manual on how to get rid of the votes you don't like. But they also had some help.
And overwhelmingly clear this election, I won't even get into the last one, this election, that Russia has been involved, China has been involved to some degree.
Biden said China was involved in influencing our elections, and, well, he should know. The newly released U.S. Senate report on Hunter Biden and corruption found consistent, significant, and extensive financial connections among and between Hunter Biden, James Biden, Sarah Biden, and Chinese nationals connected to the communist regime. The report concluded these connections and the vast amount of money transferred among and between them don't just raise conflict of interest concerns, they raise criminal, financial, counterintelligence, and extortion concerns.
Son had a lucrative $1.5 billion equity deal with a Chinese state-owned bank.
I was introduced to Joe Biden by Jim Biden and Hunter Biden. At my approximately hour-long meeting with Joe that night, we discussed the Biden's history, the Biden's family business plans with the Chinese, with which he was plainly familiar, at least at a high level. On May 13, 2017, I received an email concerning allocation of equity, which says 10% held by H for the big guy. In that email, there's no question that H stands for Hunter, big guy for his father, Joe Biden.
Maybe that's why a prominent Chinese professor said publicly that what communist China can accomplish may have something to do with political and tactical considerations. They don't like President Trump's pro-America trade policies, and they can't fix him, he says. But between 1992 and 2016, China was able to get all kinds of things done. Like a married couple, he says. Before Trump, they got everything fixed within 2 months. What was the reason? He said, I'm just going to throw out something a bit explosive here. It's just because we have people at the top of America's core inner circle of power and influence. We have our old friends. Turns out, with Chinese money comes Chinese ballots. A Chinese whistleblower exposed more than 1.5 million counterfeit U.S. ballots, he says, were printed at a Chinese factory. On the recorded video call, we hear, "We can get it ready for you in 3 days at the earliest. This kind of production is not the original version. Our major customers mailed them to Canada first. You can't mail it directly to the United States. It will be checked by the customs. Mail these in batches and mail them together in the name of trade or medical supplies. Works that way. It works that way unless someone does something to stop it." If we follow the money, where exactly does that take us? Four communist Chinese government companies own 75% of UBS Securities Company Limited, and they just gave more than $500 million to the company that owns Dominion. Following Chinese money takes us all the way to the Dominion voting machines. And the Dominion vote switching machines come with Chinese parts, including a Chinese cellular modem that connects to a server that can be remotely accessed and monitored. They were used by Dominion machines in Georgia. Here's an invoice for them in Michigan and the purchase order for them in Wisconsin. But the president has a trump card. He saw the threat of foreign interference in our elections and prepared for it. On September 12, 2018, President Trump signed Executive Order 13848, declaring a national emergency. It authorizes the Director of National Intelligence to investigate foreign interference within 45 days of the election and present the evidence to the President, as well as the Secretaries of State, the Treasury, Secretary of Defense, the Attorney General, and the Secretary of Homeland Security. If the Director of National Intelligence finds foreign interference in our election, that poses a national security threat, authorizing the President to take action to defend our American sovereignty and our constitutional republic. President Trump saw the danger and prepared for it. Thank you, Mr. President. This chapter of American history is being written right now. The choice remains between American courage or establishment cowardice, between liberty and tyranny. On which side are you? On behalf of the American patriots who elected you by a landslide, we stand with you, Mr. President, in the fight for American sovereignty, our Constitution, and our sacred right to choose our leaders to represent us through free and fair elections. When this chapter of American history is written, President Donald J. Trump will be credited with saving the United States of America from enemies foreign and domestic. Thank you, Mr. President, for fighting for us.
Fight to drain the Washington swamp and reclaim America's destiny has just begun. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up, and we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender. Because we are Americans, and our hearts bleed red, white, and blue.
I got to tell you, I'm a huge fan of Janet Porter, who produced that. You can find it online, no doubt. I am terribly worried, however, that the agenda in place with the lockdowns, the face masks, social distancing, are all in furtherance of the globalist agenda to depopulate the United States by as much as two-thirds of our population, where Deagle has reported that the U.S. population is going to drop from 326,620,000 in 2020 to 99,553,100 in 2025. They believe that by announcing their goals, they shift responsibility to the public, where if we do not respond appropriately, we are left to our own devices, and they are able to do whatever they want. It's argued Sidney Cowell's pace before the SCOTUS is a game changer. What the left and some of the right don't want you to know is there's still time to set things right, that the Supreme Court verified this would have been on Saturday today by docketing Sidney Powell's case on voter fraud in Michigan. They do not take cases with no potential to make a difference. Now, here is the most positive account of how a situation stands that I've seen as yet. And I'm very eager to get your critical response during the second hour when I'll take questions. The Trump card. Right now, Trump is sitting on a stack of Trump cards, or maybe an Uno wild draw four more years, and he's just waiting to lay down like a royal flush. He has court cases still pending that'll go to the Supreme Court. And thanks to the Texas case, he now knows how to file it under Article 3, not 2, so it will force them to hear it. He has a DNI report on Friday. If it isn't released, it doesn't matter. He personally has everything he needs. Barr steps down on the 23rd and can now be a witness. He did his job. Durham is a special counsel, can prosecute in any state. He's letting civil, criminal, federal courts fail to handle a situation properly so he can use military tribunals. He has the data, all of it, from NSA, the Kraken supercomputer, the Alice supercomputer, and a couple of others we haven't heard about yet, too. He has the dueling electors from seven state legislatures. He has VP Pence as final arbiter of which ballots to accept. Remember, Pence is doing a job as a plea deal. Yes, he's not anything you think he might be, folks. Trump also has the Insurrection Act, the NDAA, the National Emergency, the 14th Amendment, the 2018 executive order, the 2017 very first executive order, the Patriot Act, the FISA warrants, the declassification of everything, people swearing affidavits by the thousands, the QR code scan guy who just needs access to some real ballots. He can detect if they're fake by looking for creases in printing items using his scanner technology. He has all the statistical data being analyzed, the videos, emails, phone calls, bank transfer statements showing the coordination of the coup. He has RICO. He has crimes against humanity, videos. WikiLeaks just dropped a ton. Assange will be pardoned so he can talk about Seth Rich. Now the governors and secretary of state certified and Biden accepted, they committed and knowingly agreed to treason. SolarWinds just raided and Dominion closing up shop. Same with politicians and media. He has the CIA servers used to change Dominion machines. He'll soon have access to the machines, too. He baited them into staying in D.C. so they can be inaugurated, oops, arrested. Biden hasn't accepted any transition money, nor has Kamala given him a receipt. The military has infiltrated Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and he has the financials. He knows which politicians took Chinese and Soros money. He put in Miller and Warnock. He also just reduced DUMB regulations. He wrote an EO in the military line of secession. He's defunding the CIA. He just replaced Kissinger and Albright on the National Security Advisory Board with his loyalists. The military has been flying more planes over America. The Navy just parked huge fleets on both coasts. The 82nd Airborne is preparing for an operation, same group Flynn and Donahue belong to. Things are falling into place. Quit worrying about Trump, people. He has it all. He's just laying out the case, building the narrative. He knows he won and they cheated. He gave them the chance to fix things. They chose not to. Now they all go down. Trump card. Meanwhile, even in Australia, they had front page news about the Biden child.
Syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have. Look!
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Ravenstar's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they a government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
I'm... When the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got
got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Ray, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio! All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer continuing with the developments here. I've just seen a flash report that Bill Barr is not intending to appoint a special counsel in relation to Hunter Biden, which raises serious questions about Bill Barr. Meanwhile, remember how the Supreme Court rejected the Texas lawsuit challenging Biden's election in the four key states of Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. It was an outrageous decision where the Supreme Court gave a very bland statement on the 11th of December, to wit, Texas versus Pennsylvania et al. The state of Texas motion for leave to file a bill of complaint is denied for lack of standing under Article 3 of the Constitution. Texas has not demonstrated a judicially cognizable interest in the manner in which another state conducts its elections. All other pending motions are dismissed as moot. Statement of Justice Alito, with which Justice Thomas joins. In my view, we do not have discretion to deny the filing of a bill of complaint in a case that falls within our original jurisdiction. I would therefore grant the motion to file the bill of complaint, but would not grant other relief, and I express no view on any other issue. Now, the rejection of standing is really quite outrageous because obviously Texas and its citizens have concerns about how the other states can deal with their votes and conduct their elections insofar as the outcome can have adverse effects for the citizens of Texas. It appears it may be filing under Article 2 makes a great difference here, but clearly the votes that were cast for Biden and Biden voters were treated differently than vote cast for Trump and Trump voters. Not only that, but the Supreme Court has original jurisdiction, meaning it's the first court to which a state may turn in conflicts between the states. Justice Alito and Justice Thomas appear to have it exactly right. Now, there appears to have been a major issue in the Supreme Court where the Chief Justice prevailed, but where he may have improper, highly impure motives. Lynn Wood claims he has proof of a conflict of interest and the Chief Justice should step down. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts is a controversial judge appointed by George Bush, at the time considered a conservative scholar, but has spent more than a decade delivering a deep betrayal to the American people as one of the more radical left justices on the Supreme Court. And one high-profile person close to the president is boldly and publicly calling Roberts to task with evidence that will damage him. Answer two simple questions that will tell we, the people, all we need to know about Chief Justice John Roberts. We are entitled to answers. You work for us, Justice Roberts. Answer these questions. They will not go away. You cannot fly truth away on an Epstein jet. Woods also claims to have proof of a damaging phone call between Roberts and another justice that proves Roberts should step down. Now, we have a log from the Epstein jet known colloquially as the Lolita Express to Orgy Island in the Caribbean that shows John Roberts as a passenger. We also have from Lynn Wood a tweet in discussing real Donald Trump in phone conversations on August 19th, Justice John Roberts stated that he would make sure, this is a quote now, the mother effer would never be elected. Of course, I'm being polite. Quote, the mother effer would never be reelected. John Roberts stated he would make sure. Roberts engaged in phone conversation with Justice Stephen Breyer discussing how to work to get Trump voted out. That suggests to me not only is the Chief Justice not qualified to handle this case, but to even sit on the Supreme Court, but Justice Breyer as well. We also have a photograph that appears to be of John Roberts with Ghislaine Maxwell in a rather cozy situation, where Roberts has quite a significant smile on his face and where the context suggests that he has been a beneficiary of Ghislaine's sexual favors, where she's known to have mastered the art of fellatio. This is all profoundly disturbing and suggests there's massive corruption taking place here. Meanwhile, they're using the coronavirus in order to destroy the nation, destroy the economy, take down Donald Trump. And while the socialist idealists in the Democratic Party, including Andrew Cuomo, Gavin Newsom, Bill de Blasio, the mayors of Seattle, Portland, may think they're promoting some kind of equality or equal justice, it's being used as a cover where they are the useful idiots for the globalist elites who want to own the nation, where they're deliberately destroying the American people's ability to make money on their own. That's the agenda, to destroy small businesses. By destroying small businesses, they make the public dependent upon the government for income. It's all completely outrageous. The COVID tests are totally inappropriate. They have up to 97% false positives. But the fact is, they're instilling fear in the American people, who are being, in my opinion, astonishingly gullible in swallowing all of this hook, line, and sinker. Because, after all, stop and think about it. The proper way to deal with a pandemic is to quarantine the sick. What we have done is to quarantine the healthy. Hasn't anyone noticed in our health-conscious society, including especially California, that we're not being allowed outside or to exercise, and that wearing masks is a very hazardous pastime, damaging our health, that it kills brain cells, which are irreplaceable, put strain on our cardiovascular system, that even doctors in ORs only wear masks for a brief period of time, not for the long intervals that the public is being subjected to now, where, in fact, in OR rooms, they pump in extra oxygen to compensate for the fact that they're wearing masks. We know, by the way, we've had fake pandemics in the past. Back in 2007, for example, the New York Times had a report entitled Faith in Quick Tests Leads to Epidemic That Wasn't, showing how the scientifically inaccurate PCR test, featuring many shocking statements from medical experts on the use of the test, laying out how they resulted in false positives that lead to dangerous exaggerations and inappropriate responses. In their 2007 study, the Times presented a prescient quote from Dr. Elizabeth Talbot, deputy state epidemiologist for New Hampshire. One of the most troubling aspects of the pseudo-epidemic is that all the decisions seem so sensible at the time. Those who run our public institutions have a history, allowed history to repeat itself, acting at the head of the line of incompetence and malfeasance as the United Nations itself. At the media briefing on COVID-19 on March 16, 2020, the Director General, Dr. Tedros, who, by the way, is not a medical doctor, said we have a simple message for all countries, test, test, test. Where did we hear that before? From Hillary Clinton, because they know the tests are yielding massive false positives. massive false positives, embarrassingly bad. We also know that these vaccines are very damaging to our health. In fact, doctors from 11 countries, 32 doctors have warned against taking the COVID-19 vaccine. There's reason to believe the COVID-19 vaccine is dangerous. Only those who know nothing about the criminal record of vaccine manufacturers or the history of vaccine injuries would agree to accept it into their bodies. Its advocates say it's safe and effective, but they cannot produce scientific confirmation. Development of previous versions of this same type of vaccine had to be halted due to adverse reaction, including death with laboratory animals. Let me emphasize, in fast-tracking this warp speed approach, they have skipped the animal studies, which are indispensable to protect the health and safety of the ultimate recipients. They've skipped it over. Governments have given fast-track status to market the new vaccine with only a fraction of the testing that normally would be required. Even this limited testing has revealed adverse reactions, which the manufacturers have dismissed as irrelevant. All this is why these doctors and other healthcare professionals around the world are warning about the vaccine. I'll return to it. But let me emphasize, a nurse has shown that an AstraZeneca vaccine has contents that will alter your DNA and sterilize women. It even states right on the label, it involves recombinant DNA capabilities to change our DNA. Not only that, but the COVID test itself is a dangerous fraud. Basically, you'd have to be brain dead already to submit to have one of these long Q-tips step to the very back of your nasal passage. But judging from the number of people willingly restricting their oxygen intake, I'd say there are already many who will and are not offering themselves up for this invasive procedure because it's not a test for COVID. Yet a test for COVID-19 doesn't exist. We are actually testing for two things: your submission to willingly have your body violated, and for the pretense of finding fragments of previous cold remnants that remain in your nasal passage from colds or flus of the past, not for COVID-19. This assault is dangerous. This information comes from my doctor colleagues. Brain access is through the nose. The test has another purpose than what the drug pushers say. Inserting a test bar deeply into the nose causes hematoencephalobarrier damage and can also damage the endocrine glands. That's why it hurts so much. The purpose of this deep violation is to break the barrier and create an entry into the brain for every infection. When wearing a mask and nose mask, bacteria and CO2 are collected and transported to the brain through the nose channel. The barrier's task is to protect the brain from neurotoxins, heavy metals, bacteria, and other hazards. If endocrine glands are damaged, symptoms such as muscle weakness, blood circulation, visual disturbances, and such may develop. There is no legal basis for this physical intervention, and it's a mass violation of physical immunity. Wake up to the assault. You are being violated along with your rights. No wonder so many COVID survivors have long-term issues. Anyone would, after being subjected to this most sensitive body violation. Anyone who would submit needs to wake up. Meanwhile, I'm going to share with you a report from the president of Tanzania already back in May, who tested various fruit and goats and quail with a test that he was sent for COVID, all of which tested positive for coronavirus. He said this was after he secretly had a variety of animals, fruits, and vehicle oil even tested at the national laboratory. He said this already on Sunday, May 3rd, while questioning Tanzania's coronavirus cases. Remember that basic ambiguity they're trading upon to deceive us between a case meaning a positive test result in a case meaning someone who's sick, because 97% of the cases they're counting as positive results are false. Here we have the report from the president of Tanzania, who explains he is a science expert and knows what he is saying. We took samples from goats. We took samples from sheep. We took samples from pawpaw. We even took samples from corn oil. And we took samples from other different things. We took the samples to the laboratory without them knowing. We even named the sample, like the sample from car oil. We named it Jamil Hamza, 30 years old male. The results came back negative. Then we took the sample from a jackfruit. We named it Sarah Samuel, 45 years old female. The result came back inconclusive. Then we took a sample from a pawpaw, like a mango. We named it Elizabeth Ann, 26 years old female. The results of the pawpaw came back positive, that it has corona. That means the liquid from the pawpaw is positive. We took samples from a bird type called a kaiwer. It came back positive. We took samples from a rabbit. It came back indeterminate. We took samples from a goat and the results came back positive. We took samples from a sheep and it came back negative. And so on and so on. So now when you see this, you have taken the samples and say they are human and the results come back positive that they have corona. That means all the pawpaws should be in isolation as well. And when you take goat samples and they're also positive, that means all the goats we have here by assumption. Maybe the goat with the sample, it should also be in isolation. And when you take the jackfruit and it's also positive, the liquid from the jackfruit, which we named Elizabeth, meaning Elizabeth the jackfruit, that means all the jackfruit should be in isolation as well. So when you notice something like this, you must know there's a dirty game being played in these tests. There are unbelievable things happening in this country. Either the laboratory workers in there were bought by people with money or not well-educated, which isn't true because the laboratory is used for other diseases. Either the samples that are brought in, because even the reagents are important. Even the swabs are important. So it's a must that something is actually going on. Not even pawpaw samples. Now even the pawpaw samples are positive. They have corona. So WHO should really do something big about these things. Even the goats have corona. And if they haven't realized that the corona affects humans or goats, and it also affects trees, so scientists haven't even done research on this matter. There are several people, through the extra information I have here, there must be people who are told they are positive when they're not really corona patients. They might even die from worry. The papa, it's there, it's not dead. It's just there getting right. The goat is also just around. It's not dead either. The jackfruit is there. Maybe it'll just rot after it's reached its time. But all those are positive and many other things. So I'm giving advice to Tanzanians. Don't worry. For those who aren't tired and not injured in any way, why should you worry? The flu has always been there. This is just more advanced. This too shall also pass. But the issue of finding out even a pawpaw has corona, it's inside the pawpaw, not its outer layer. If the sample were taken from the outer layer, they would have said someone who touched it has corona. But they took the samples with the right specifications. They inserted the swab inside the pawpaw. He might say someone went inside the goat and gave it corona. But for a goat to have corona, a jackfruit to have corona, pawpaw to have corona, a bird like a cowherd to have corona, there must be several questions we ask ourselves. We as Tanzanians, but also the whole world in Africa at large, we must ask ourselves about this whole issue of the virus. There must be something that isn't well understood by Tanzanians and the scientific community. It might not be well understood by the whole world. But giving advice to the ones who are using this equipment, especially in Africa, take samples from different animals. Take samples of anything, even a wall, even a lizard. Take a sample of anything. They're going to prove everything I am saying. I am a science expert, and I know what I am saying. And this work was done by people who are well qualified. I am urging Tanzanians. We are still in the elementary stage. Let's not panic. Let's continue to work hard. Production should continue on a huge scale. We should not put fear in each other, and politicians should stop using this to drive their agenda. It's not going to help them. But Tanzanians, we should not allow ourselves to be used. Corona isn't just here. It's everywhere in the United States, in England, in Holland, in Sweden. It's everywhere. Japan, China, everywhere. Now, they should not use this as a basis. First of all, the disease did not start here. Tanzanians, let's stand strong. Let's unite. Let's put God first. Let's work hard. We should not be afraid of each other. We should help each other. We can solve this problem together. And for those who are trying to do nonsense things, like the things I've already said, that even a pawpaw has corona, that a cowherd has corona, a goat has corona, in a scientific approach, people have to work hard. I'm asking our specialists in universities, Sakoni, University of Dar el Salaam, universities, NEMRI, and others. This is the right time to work hard and show your integrity in doing research during this period. I'm really sure about the head of this laboratory, if he really knows. Because even when we were testing, we didn't tell him. He tested the samples thinking they were from humans. But why did he do trials in the initial days? So he can justify the test kits. So they do so many nonsense things in all of this. I mean, what an excellent report. And why didn't our own experts in our universities do the same thing? We have another report of someone who took a purified fruit. It's like baby food and subjected it to a test. And guess what? Yes, it turned out to be positive too. Meanwhile, the majority of Americans who have heard of the Great Reset oppose it. My God, I would hope so. Because it involves giving up all your property, all your assets, all your freedom for a guaranteed income, but it's provided digitally so they can cut it off anytime they want, and subjecting yourself to a regimen of vaccinations, where if you refuse to take the vaccinations, they're going to confine you to a FEMA court as a public health menace, and eventually, if you continue to protest, they're going to separate your head from your body, which is by far the most efficient mode of imposing death, because then the organs remain available for harvest. A majority of Americans who've heard of the Great Reset, an agenda to push for further globalism and technocratic control of human behavior, oppose its objectives. A survey by Rasmussen showed 53% of likely voters oppose the Great Reset, compared to 42% who support its goals. How can anyone support its goals? I am dumbfounded. According to the survey, Americans understand that national sovereignty is superior to global governments. Further, according to the data, Americans are wary, as they should be, about the World Economic Forum's anti-capitalist Great Reset movement. Apparently, Americans are well aware that globalism is not the answer to U.S. policy issues. As we previously highlighted, the Great Reset, a movement started by World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab, is fixated on using the coronavirus crisis to reorder the world in advanced draconian surveillance technologies to track and control human behavior. Schwab recently published a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset, in which he said that despite the pandemic not representing an existential threat, it should be exploited to completely reorder the world and usher in a technocratic transhumanist dystopia. Legacy media outlets like the New York Times are still claiming the Great Reset is a conspiracy theory, even as world leaders openly announce it and even publish books about it. Former Secretary of State John Kerry attended a recent panel discussion at the World Economic Forum, during which he asserted a Great Reset was urgently needed to stop the rise of populism. During a presentation to the UN, the Canadian PM, Justin Trudeau, said the coronavirus pandemic had provided an opportunity for a reset. When he subsequently was asked for remarks, he denounced the whole idea as a conspiracy theory, even though he had been endorsing it. This is completely outrageous. We have its implementation taking place already, where Ireland is considering giving vaccine certificate holders extra freedom. So the globalists are using the socialists as useful idiots, where they will be dispensed with. Believe me, that the Governor Newsoms and the Governor Cuomos and the like aren't going to have a happy life hereafter. Let me encourage you to call in with questions about any of this. 540-352-4452, 540-352-4452. Mitchell will field your call. I'll be here. Any of these issues, I have more to report, but I look forward to hearing from you. Now is the time. Let's call and talk about this on the eve of this attempt to destroy America and take away everything that gives meaning to our lives. Every opportunity for personal human interaction, for going to football games, concert, theaters, restaurants, for interacting with our own family. This is what gives our life meaning. They want to take it all away, not just for a month or a week, but forever.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11, available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
This is Jim Fetzer here. I know with Christmas coming this week that many of you are very, very busy, but you're welcome to call in nonetheless, 540-352-4452. Mitchell will handle your call. I'll continue reporting. David Mamet has warned that Americans are giving up their rights under coronavirus lockdowns. We've forgotten the Constitution. Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright and Oscar-nominated screenwriter David Mamet is warning Americans they are giving up the constitutional rights under coronavirus lockdowns, saying that questioning government authorities needs to remain a vital part of the country's democratic tradition. No doubt about it. He continues. He penned an op-ed for the Wall Street Journal in which he blasted the so-called experts whose often dubious advice has led to financial ruin for millions of Americans during the pandemic. In the article, he said experts who turn out to be wrong face few, if any, professional consequences while millions of persons suffer as a result. No doubt he has Anthony, Tony the Rat Fauci, and Bill Gates in mind among those so-called experts, whereas I never tire of observing Anthony Fauci has done more damage to the United States than all of our foreign adversaries combined, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Emperor Hirohito, together did less damage to the United States than Anthony Fauci. The Glengarry Ross Glenn playwright told Breitbart that the coronavirus has enabled the government to empower the bureaucratic class to make decisions about how we live our lives. Those people often turn out to be hypocrites, as is the case with California Governor Gavin Newsom and House Majority Leader Nancy Pelosi, both of whom were caught not wearing masks in violations of the coronavirus restrictions they support. Of course, they are whores and hypocrites, fools, thieves, and thugs, as are almost all politicians, Mamet said. They don't think it's going to kill them, because if they actually thought it was going to kill them, they'd be wearing the masks however protected they are. So for whatever reason, there's a herd mentality to wear the mask, and there's a herd understanding that to the largest extent, it's a bunch of nonsense. Breitbart, new editor-in-chief, asked Mamet about some of his recent projects, including an online master class, but that's of less relevance to our concern. Meanwhile, a California sheriff has refused an absurd order to release murderers and rapists due to the pandemic. You've got to hand it to the ACL, their legendary defense of traitors, terrorists, and others who would try and destroy the United States, is consistent and predictable. Last April, the ACLU sued Orange County to release inmates who might be medically vulnerable to getting sick from the coronavirus. What those inmates did to be in jail didn't matter. Can't have a child rapist get sick and die from COVID. That would be heartless. A judge apparently didn't care either. He ordered the release of all medically vulnerable persons, no matter what their crimes. He ruled that Don Barnes, the sheriff of Orange County, showed deliberate indifference to the substantial risk of serious harm from COVID-19 infections to medically vulnerable persons in his custody, which violated their rights. Barnes, as a practical man, must have done a double take when the judge gave that order. We've released 1,400 inmates to date since March for low-level offenders. The only inmates remaining now are serious offenders, he explained, of the medically vulnerable. 90 of them are in custody for murder or attempted murder, 94 for child molestation. This may be why Barnes is dismissing the judge's order and says his office will appeal. Everybody in the community is at risk of COVID right now, Barnes said, adding, not considering the risk to the public they present by being released back into the community, I think it's not only absurd, I think it places the community at significant risk. I have no intention of doing that, of releasing those individuals back into the community. I think they pose a serious threat. How appropriate can you get? And it's not like his jail is a petri dish for the virus. He's got a lot of his facts incorrect, Barnes told the co-host. We've been testing inmates. We've been so far ahead of the curve when it came to best practices within our jail. We mitigated our COVID crisis from 220 to March to zero as of last Monday. That was last Monday. According to ABC7, the number jumped to 416 as of yesterday. Barnes said the number is high because they're testing everyone in the jail, even asymptomatic inmates. And we know, of course, incidentally, that the tests are yielding massive numbers of false positives. But the ACLU made it clear in their statement they just don't get it. Public safety does not just mean crime, said Jacob Reisberg with the ACLU. Public safety also means, is there a hospital bed open if you get sick? And if there's a massive outbreak in the jail, which this depopulation order is trying to avoid, there will not be hospital capacity in Orange County for people on the outside who get COVID. In fact, actually, as we know, most of these claims of hospital superabundance are all completely false. It happened before in Europe. It's happening again here. The low-level offenders released earlier have committed crimes at three times the normal rate, according to the DA's office. What do you think releasing murderers and rapists would do to the violent crime rate? Keep testing the inmates. Separate them from the general public if they test positive. Make sure there's no way in hell they get any kind of release. I couldn't agree more with a sheriff. Meanwhile, the Survival blog has a very worthwhile piece to consider. A force that occupies the nation and systematically reduces the population through a series of initiatives, from bullets to chemical weapons to starvation, will help to accomplish the Agenda 21 results. Those who are aware of the machinations unfolding in America today see a potentially deadly situation beginning to unfold. The talk of detention camps and foreign soldiers being prepositioned, the Stalinist purge of many top-ranking military officers and arming of government agencies to insane levels, the slow deterioration of our industrial capability and the ability of families to feed themselves, the erosion of civil liberties and government attacks on patriotic Americans, the massive spy network established to contain and control the population. For those who think that a financial collapse causing the loss of their savings and livelihood are the worst that could happen, they might want to consider this possibility. The global elite, who have their hand on all the switches, know how individualistic and enterprising many Americans are. If this country were destroyed economically and our infrastructure were destroyed, we have the ability to rebuild it all over time. Many of the global players know that a small core of Americans can never be subjugated, could cause many problems for years to come if left to their own devices. In a country as big as America, it would be almost impossible to round all of them up, so something more drastic may be needed. This, I believe, is why Joe Biden, really the ersatz, the fake Biden, is protesting that he's going to impose another lockdown. They haven't done severe enough damage to the United States yet, so they're going to follow through. We have a caller, Dominic from New York. Join the conversation, Dominic. Glad you called in.
Hi, Dr. Fetzer. I was watching Turn on OAN this morning, and they had a press conference with Bill Barr announcing charges filed in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am 103, I believe it is. I mean, here's a guy with all crimes all over the place, plastered all over the country, and he's bringing out charges from 32 years ago against supposedly some terrorist that had something to do with the Lockerbie bombing. I mean, do you believe this stuff? I got so sick I had to turn it off.
Dominic, I think you're right. Bill Barr, it appears, is not one of the good guys, and that has been the problem President Trump has confronted, because he wasn't really a member of a party. He didn't have an administration waiting to enter Washington with him in his support, and he's had massive problems sorting out the good guys from the bad. I believe it's 100% correct that Mark Meadows and, you know, this guy Pat Scipione, who is his general counsel, are traitors, not just to Donald Trump, but to the United States, trying to talk him into conceding when he actually won by over 50 million votes. Dominic, this is just disgraceful. And we know all about Nancy Pelosi. We know all about Andrew Cuomo. We know all about Gavin Newsom. We know all about these other traitors. We even know now about Tony the Rat Fauci, Bill Gates. It's really stunning what we're up against here. So many people who want to destroy the United States and everything for which it stands.
I mean, you know, this, to me, this was like spitting in our face this morning when there's been all these crimes committed and the evidence is out in the public. This guy does absolutely nothing. I don't know if he's resigning. Why he didn't just leave the day that he resigned? What's he hanging around for Christmas Eve for? And then coming out with some bullshit charges from 32 years ago. I mean, it's just disgusting. And it just shows how corrupt all these people are. You can't find anybody anywhere that isn't corrupt in this government. It's unbelievable.
Dominic, I couldn't agree with you more. It's profoundly troubling what we're seeing playing out. We got this one super good guy, but we seem to have an abundance or absence of a superabundance of bad guys. I'm very, very troubled by the situation we find ourselves in.
I just want to ask you what you thought about, I mean, they say there's other options here for Trump, but time is running out. What do you think about how much time we got to do anything?
Well, I think there's a, you know, January 6th, I think there's a count. There's before the inauguration on the 20th of January, I think we have roughly a month to do something about it. I think the situation is less dire than many of us would surmise just by looking at the calendar. On the other hand, you know, we are surrounded by evildoers. The Democrat Party has lost its way. They have folded in with the globalists. But from the point of view of the globalists, the Democrat socialists are all expendable. They're going to be treated just as brutally as will be the average citizen. They're not going to get any special perks. We're seeing a parallel here with the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, where the Bolsheviks, most of whom happen to be Jewish, by the way, just slaughtered the Tsar's family so there'd be no coming back. They assassinated the family in totality, where they're attempting an electronic or electoral assassination of Donald Trump here. And, you know, just as they were promising equality and dispensing with private property, we see that going on with the Democrats. They actually are involved in this opposition to private property and ownership. And what I find most astonishing is everything they're trying to accomplish involves depriving Americans, indeed human beings around the world, of everything that gives meaning to their lives in terms of interacting with, you know, other human beings, going to football games, concerts, stadia, and the like. I mean, it's completely outrageous what is taking place.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I hope I wasn't too excited, but it's just the way things are going here. It's just...
Oh, Dominic, I'm glad to have you call in. It looks like many are, you know, so preoccupied with Christmas festivities, they may not be here today with the show, but I'm very glad you are, and I'm glad for you to call in. You have a great week.
You too. Have a Merry Christmas or whatever holidays you
Yeah, thanks. Thanks celebrate. Very much. Yeah, we celebrate Christmas, even though I'm not a Christian. I'm an agnostic. You know, that's a philosophical stance, very common among philosophers who have studied the theory of knowledge and recognize that belief in God is an article of faith. It's not a matter that can be established on the basis of evidence or reason or observations or measurement or experiment. But I don't begrudge those who believe in God. They're certainly entitled to do so. I do emphasize the importance of morality, whether you believe in God or not. Many view religion as a motive for morality because of the promise of an afterlife. But the fact of the matter is one is obligated to be moral whether or not, which entails treating other persons with respect, most importantly, never treating other persons merely as means. And when you come right down to it, the globalist agenda involves treating most of humanity merely as means to benefit the globalists, including, of course, the plan to exterminate 2/3 of the U.S. population. I'm going to bring in Mitchell, who's got a new development here in Antrim County. Mitchell, please join the conversation, my friend.
Hey, hello, Jim. Hey, Dominic, I hope you're doing okay. I don't know
Hi,
if
Mitchell.
You've seen this, any of you guys, since I see a lot of news. When they were doing the audit in Antrim County, Michigan, where they had here, I might as well just play this little clip because it explains itself pretty much. Evidently the poll workers were finding ballots that were all had the same signatures, basically all the same script on them.
Yeah,
and they were starting to set them aside, and the woman from the poll worker come over and stop them.
They don't have the counts. then we can't move forward. And we understand that there is a concern with this precinct, but this is not a time for you to be investigating right now.
Did you
this
find something else?
For you? No. So you need to move forward with the audit so we can get the numbers, so we can see how many ballots are here.
But wait, and okay, so when we're done with the audit, there is still the opportunity to challenge the fact that we have multiple ballots with the very same signature.
I don't know if challenge is the right word, but until
we're challenging, we'll
go ahead and count the ballots.
Right, we need you to move forward.
But we will separate out and count those. And okay. there's going to be an asterisk saying these ballots have the same thing.
And again, we know that you have a concern with this precinct. And when you get done with the audit part of it, not an investigation, not counting, that's not your role right now, this very minute. So what I need you to do is complete the audit so we can get a number of how many ballots were in this can when you started counting, and we can move forward from there. Okay. So what I need for you guys to do right now is to finish the audit process.
We'll have a number.
Let me tell you, what's so disturbing about that, Mitchell, is the Dominion machines are designed to give you the right number. I mean, they switch ballots, you know, from Trump to Biden. We never have an instance of the opposite. They'll delete ballots. But in the end, they'll make it very difficult to conduct an audit, because they'll provide the same number of alleged ballots, which they can even print on demand. I mean, that's one of the aspects of the Dominion machines. They can print on demand. It sounds to me as though that woman was very much a part of the enormous scam of, you know.
Clearly.
Yeah.
So basically what she was saying. And what they were saying is there's the same signature multiple times on multiple ballots.
Right.
And she says, oh, just count them there. We got to know just the number. And this is the, you know, I don't know where these idiots went to school at, but an audit itself is an investigation. If I'm correct, let me know. I'll be quiet for a minute.
No, Mitchell, an audit. Look, there are different kinds of audit. Some are purely mathematical. That's what she wants. It's the most superficial. But a real audit would investigate the authenticity or legitimacy of the actual ballots that are cast that are being counted. I mean, you know, those who are questioning the ballot, you know, she ought to be alarmed. If this were a woman who cared about the truth and honesty in balloting, she wouldn't be making this ridiculous denial of paying any attention to the contents of the ballots, that they're clearly, obviously fraudulent. I mean, obviously fraudulent.
I just wanted to say one more thing, Dr. Fetzer, and then I'll let you go. One of the other statements that Attorney General Barr made today was, well, there's fraud in every election, and we don't see any reason why we should grab the machines and check them out or anything like that. There's no evidence of fraud that changed the election, which is totally ignorant and stupid.
I am shocked to hear that. He ought to be taken out and shot. I mean, we'll give the guilty bastard a fair trial, of course, preferably by a military tribunal. But we got people who are out here to destroy the United States. Clearly, Bill Barr is one more traitor. Trump has to get rid of these people, get them out, get Mark Meadows out, get Paul Cipriani out, get Bill Barr out. This is disgraceful.
Well, I just want to wish both you guys a Merry Christmas, Mitchell and Dr. Fetzer, and thank you for taking my call.
Oh, Dom, anytime. We're always glad to hear from you. Have a good one. You Mitchell, too. I find this really quite shocking, but, you know, it's the gross betrayal of the United States by these election officials. And I'm very, very worried. Trump has to overcome all the bad advice he's getting from these despicable parties that really do not have the interests of truth or the United States at heart.
Well, we certainly have seen William Barr in the past, you know, cover up for H.W. Bush, you know, and so, you know, I never have had confidence in Barr because he's a systems person. He's from the system, just like Attorney General Sessions was. the professional political class itself has established itself as this. It's not even reality anymore. It's just bizarre land that these folks live in.
Mitchell, I agree. This is very embarrassing. Very embarrassing that Barr should turn out to be another rat. I mean, he's going to go down in the annals of crime when it comes to treason committed against the United States. I'm really rather floored that at this late stage in the game, he'd be making such outrageous statements.
Not really. Look, they withheld crucial evidence in the impeachment trial of Trump. I mean, let's be honest. The Hunter Biden laptop should have been rolled out during the impeachment to the defense team. And, the lack of movement, real movement on, even Hillary Clinton, 2016, she paid a foreign national, Christopher Steele, to interfere with the 2016 elections. In the basics of everything, that's what happened. We know that the Trump Tower meeting was funded by William Browder, former American then British national who just didn't want to pay his taxes on his CIA money he stole from Russia, well, the Soviet Union, while it fell. It's crazy.
I'm really outraged by this. Barr doesn't think special counsel for Biden crime family is appropriate. The president-elect's son became the center of a major political scandal in the U.S. with his work for a Ukrainian energy company, prompting Republicans to accuse him of running a pay-to-play scam during the Obama presidency, and Democrats accusing President Trump of illegally trying to get dirt on Joe Biden by asking Kiev to reopen the investigation. Outgoing U.S. Attorney General William Barr has indicated he will not be appointing a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden before stepping down. I think to the extent there's an investigation, I think it's being handled responsibly and professionally. We'll be right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting "This is a drill, this is a drill" on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton.
Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the unequivocal truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
All right, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Well, I was very disturbed by Dominic reporting that Bill Barr is declaring he can see no reason to seize the Dominion voting machines. That means he's a dirty bird, obviously really massively corrupt. One more reason I think Trump has been betrayed by those who in key positions in the government. I find this totally outrageous. I'm very glad to be joined by Paul from California. Join the conversation, my friend.
So has anybody on this show or this call so far mentioned the fact that Barr is a Jew? I hadn't heard it yet, so I thought I would do my part. I'm sorry, but it's hard to take it anymore. I mean, when you see what has gone on before in the past and you bring it all the way forward to today, really what's changed except for just more consolidation of media power, Jewish media power, Jewish influence in government. It's what it's been. It's what it continues to be. And I don't have a lot of faith that it's going to change in a second Trump administration. I got to be honest with you. I just looked at a photo just not that long ago of President Ford getting a swine flu shot. And of course, the Ford administration was surrounded. I mean, he surrounded himself with a bunch of Jews. And as a matter of fact, when Ford was in shortly afterwards, because Rockefeller was his vice president, surprisingly, there was an assassination attempt on Ford's life. And what a shock. So it's sort of like, are these people that stupid? You have to ask yourself that question. I mean, you can now watch. YouTube used to have a video that I mentioned on this show back, I believe, in 2017, called Trump is the Swamp, and it was taken down. But it's back up alive and well now on Goyim TV. I suggest this is a new site that I go to quite a bit, and you can see all the really good stuff, including multiple videos, not just that one, which I highly recommend, called Trump is the Swamp on Goyim TV, but all kinds of other videos just counting, essentially outing all the Jews that Trump has either been in bed with, appointed, done business with, owes money to, and on and on and on. So you have to ask yourself a simple question. Is he that naive or is he part of it? It's hard to know. Maybe it's a mixture of both, right? But if it's not going to change, it's a big soap opera. And, I'm sick of it. This is obviously, when you look at it, what's going on, this pimp show for the vaccine is disgusting. Mike Pence should be hung. All of these people that get shots on TV, fake or real, should be hung. This is nothing more than the ongoing genocide of the white race. Now, they're going to get some others, but the bottom line is we're the target. And it just cannot be denied once you look at a little bit of history. I'm a little bit out of breath now. Go ahead.
Thanks. Well, Paul, there was a time when I thought that was an extreme view, but I actually now believe that you're correct, that the global reset really is targeting white Europeans and white Americans. I mean, we have been historically the innovators, the entrepreneurs, the successful capitalists who have made society productive and successful. And it seems to me that is something the globalists want to wipe out. They don't want people who are intelligent and productive and resourceful. They want people who can serve as serfs and slaves, who don't have an active intellect, but who are, you know, simply pawns that can be moved around on their chessboard, and where they're going to deprive us of the resources we would need to live meaningful lives. I don't think people understand. Bill Barr is threatening the opportunity of every American to live a meaningful life by his opposition to seizing the Dominion voting machines. This is completely outrageous. And, of course, he thereby provides more propaganda for the left to continue their bizarre claims that this was a legitimate election. I'm with you on this, Paul. I actually think you've got it right, and that my reluctance has been for lack of seeing sufficient evidence. I think now there is, and that the globalist agenda is really the epitome of what they want to do to the world, to turn us all into serfs and slaves, where they own the entirety of planet Earth.
Well, they pretty much already do, and they're just making our lives much worse now. I mean, if you really understand the law and exactly what you do when you register a vehicle, when you basically surrender the manufacturer's statement of origin for what's known as an equitable interest or essentially a title, okay, and the same thing in real estate, the fact that our money is essentially rented for all practical purposes, you know, this could be a 10-hour show. I've already have in my life hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours into this. Kind of like what I watched a video just yesterday of Sherry Tenpenny talking about vaccines. Now, I've said for years, and you've heard me say on this show, vaccines are Jew poison. That's all they've ever been, is Jew poison. Well, Sherry Tenpenny claims to have 40,000 hours into this topic when she first became enlightened at a conference she went to in 2001, where, you know, she just started digging deeper, as she said. And she makes, it's a 58-minute video. It's recent, and it's mostly about this COVID, but she goes into the history. And she basically says that vaccines are not safe, they're not effective, they don't prevent illness, and as a matter of fact, they cause injury. And that this is not a secret, okay? In other words, it has been known, it can be known, but it just, physicians don't get the memo. She said that she was quite shocked to learn this. And yet here she is, an MD, right? So what happens to the mind when you start to free yourself? It's not an easy process. It took me a long time, but I did it probably quicker than some people because I've always sort of been on this, this path, if you will. But awakening to the reality of the world we live in is not an easy thing, and it takes effort. And most people either don't take the time, or they're not interested in it. You know, they'll say, I don't want to know about that. You know, they just want to watch the ball game, or they want to go and have a good dinner and all that kind of stuff. And I totally understand it. But when you say to me things like that, Jim, it means something, because I'm telling you, these are not my ideas. Okay, I've just come upon them and I've delved into them. And most people have no concept of what we're looking for. But this goes back thousands of years. I listened to Ben Klassen. I can't believe I heard of him, and I heard of his church before, the Church of the Creator, the creativity religion. But I listened to somebody reading chapters 6 through 9 of his book, The Eternal Religion, just the other day. I was actually going to send it out. You should listen to it, Jim. It is so clarifying. I mean, he just goes back to the Romans and what they had to deal with, and all the way through history and what these people have always been about. You look at what they're doing, it's destruction. Why is it that they're destroying? Well, some people say they want revenge. They want revenge for, you know, all the different things that they think that have been done to them throughout history. But, of course, the things that have been done to them are things that they've generated in culture after culture. Okay, they've engendered the hate of every single society they've ever been in. So it's just, it's one of these weird things, our condition on Earth. It just is what it is. I've just made the observation based upon the work of other people. I haven't done that much original work. I've just accessed the work of others. And look around and ask yourself, what are you looking at right now? It's a shit show. I just happened to see, I'm almost done here with this little rant here, but just last night on a break, I'm working a part-time swing shift, and I go to take a lunch break, and I'm ordering food, and I got to wait a little bit, and they got the TV on in the place, and it's ABC, right? It's ABC News. And what do I see in the 10 to 12 minutes I'm waiting, right? Constant, nonstop COVID-19 scare propaganda. Oh, a new wave. Oh, London's got a new strain. Oh, look at this vaccine here. And they're showing people getting the vaccine in the Rite Aid news rack where they have the Wall Street Journal, the San Francisco Chronicle, the San Jose paper. Every single paper on the front page has got pictures of people getting shots. I'm fucking sick of it. Sorry for the F-bomb.
Oh, Paul, I agree. I don't know. Did you hear the earlier part of the show where I was giving the Trump card explanation? Because I'd love to get your critique of what is right and what is wrong about it. I'm afraid it gives too rosy a picture. Did you hear that part where Trump is sitting on a stack of Trump cards, that he has court cases still pending that'll go to the Supreme Court? Thanks to the Texas case, he knows to file it under Article 3, not 2. That he has a DNI report, that he personally has everything he needs, that Barr steps down on the 23rd, that Durham's as a special counsel can prosecute in any state, that he has all the data from the NSA, the Kraken supercomputer, the Alice supercomputer, a couple of others we haven't heard from. He has a dueling electors from 7 state legislatures. He has Vice President Pence as final arbiter of which ballots to accept. That Trump also has the Insurrection Act, the NDAA, the National Emergency, 14th Amendment, 2018, a whole lot of others. Now that the governors and secretary of states have certified and Biden has accepted, they committed and knowingly agreed to treason. SolarWinds has just been raided. Dominion is closing up shop. Same with politicians and media. He has the CIA servers used to change the Dominion machines. He baited them into staying in D.C. so they can be inaugurated, that is to say, arrested. Biden hasn't accepted any transition money, nor has Kamala given up her seat. The military has infiltrated Antifa and BLM and has the financials. He knows which politicians took Chinese and Soros money. He put in Miller and Watnick. He also reduced DUMB regulations. He wrote an executive order on the military line of secession. He's defunding the CIA. He's replaced Kissinger and Albright. Any of that make any difference, do you think, Paul? Is it all just a wishful?
So just quickly, so DUMB, regularly, you mean deep underground military base? Is that what you were talking about?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So the answer to your question is I did hear quite a bit of it, although I must admit there's times my attention was wandering a little. It's all interesting, right? And we all have our fingers crossed, but I got to tell you, the places I've been, you know, and that I go, they're white nationalists, Jim. Okay. That's where I'm coming from. I've been coming that from a long time. I'm a white nationalist and there's lots of good reasons to be one. It's nothing wrong with it. It's not a dirty word. We've been conditioned and brainwashed. The Jews have been masters at deception and trickery. They have completely infiltrated the human mind, not just the white man's mind, but everybody's mind, because it's what they do. They've actually set their sights on doing it. And just I can't even describe to most people, because if they're not on my level, they're going to think I'm crazy. So I tend to temper my rants or my information I give people and just give little bits and tidbits. Most of the time, not all, but most of the time, I get a fairly open reaction. I mean, just last night at the checker at the supermarket, she made some comment about, oh, things are crazy and, you know, it's really been busy and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, just boom, didn't take long. We're talking about this COVID nonsense. And here she is wearing a mask and she's agreeing with everything I said. Go, yeah, I know. I hate it. I don't believe any of it. It's all bullshit. I mean, this is her telling me this, right? And I'm thinking, okay, this is great. And, you know, she goes, well, you know, what do you think? I mean, I just hope 2021 is going to be better because this year has been terrible. I go, well, it's not going to be unless we start standing up and disobeying. We got to disobey these people. And she goes, you're right. You're right. And I, okay, see you later. Have a good night. So there's glimpses out there. But the bottom line is if we're depending on people like Trump, right, it might be a false place to put our hopes. Okay, because if he doesn't clean this up, if he doesn't take over, if he doesn't take over the media companies and arrest these people, because you can make a case against almost all of them for treason and insurrection, incitement of riot, just telling us lies all the time, Jim. Can that not be a crime, just telling us lies constantly? So, again, I like all the stuff. It's a soap opera. It's interesting, right? It may be true. Some of it, maybe even all of it may be true, right? But he's got to know that he's in the fight for his life, and he's got to call on our help, okay? Because it's going to get dirty and nasty. And it, to be honest, it almost has to be. Otherwise, it doesn't count, in my opinion.
Paul, I think you're right. I mean, even his chief of staff and his general counsel turn out to be traitors. I mean, I see that without any hesitation now because they're encouraging him to concede the election, which would be the last thing he ought to do, the absolute last. So I'm finding that completely outrageous. And now you have Bill Barr claiming the government doesn't have the authority to serve the Dominion machines, which are the absolute
right.
proof of the theft of the election. I mean, I think all these people need to be lined up against the wall and shot following due process, of course. Let's give them a military tribunal, a trial, because the regular judiciary seems to have just fallen apart. It's been corrupted over a long period of time. And I no longer have any faith whatsoever. I'm only hoping by some fluke that the Supreme Court will come through after the Chief Justice is disqualified. Did you hear that part? Where the Chief Justice was caught with a conversation with Stephen Breyer saying he was going to make sure that mother effer did not get reelected. I mean, that's the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, for crying out loud.
No, of course I heard all this. Again, it's a swirling soap opera, and I think it's part of the plan. You know, again, not saying that none of it is real and not saying that all of it is real, but I think it's part of the plan to keep us always swirling around in this fear and uncertainty and trepidation and foreboding. I mean, I think that's a big part of the vaccine. I think they're just as happy that we're afraid of it than we actually get it. I really do. And regarding your comments about these people should be put up against the wall and shot and hung, and your previous outrage on multiple shows, this is one of the reasons why I have always admired you and liked you, and a lot of other listeners do also, because you obviously speak from the heart, yet at the same time, you're indefatigable radio presence and researcher, and all the work that you've done, it's something that I've always respected about you.
Well, I appreciate those thoughts, Paul, and I know you don't blow smoke, as neither do I. So, I mean, in my opinion, the future of the nation is at stake. I mean, the lives of my, not just my children, but my grandchildren are at risk here. I mean, the entire nation is turning to a massive pile of shit. It's absolutely unbelievable this is taking place before our very, very eyes.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, it's very frustrating. It's on many levels, including for me personally. So, for example, right now, so my dad is in a home because, you know, we just couldn't care for him anymore. And, you know, my brother has the, you know, medical power of attorney. And my brother and I, you know, we don't always get along. We haven't always gotten along. He's nowhere near where I am as far as my enlightenment and education. And so just the other day I mentioned to him, I said, okay, so, you know, no way, you know, he's going to get a shot, right? And he just kind of shrugged his shoulders and like, you know, I don't know, right? And he's walking away from me. I swear to God, I was so pissed I wanted to throw him down, you know? I said, what are you talking about? Now, I don't educate him or attempt to educate him the way I do other people because it's just one of those family things. But I more or less said to him, I said, look, you better get up to speed on this crap. I could send you all kinds of links. I don't really want to. I don't feel I should have to. But I gave him a little bit, and I pretty much told him, I said, if he gets a shot and anything happens to him, you know, you and somebody else that I mentioned, let's just put it this way. I made a threat, you know, but this is what it comes to when you are not on the same page and everybody else is on the wrong page. And it's like, it's hard. You know this, Jim, it's because you're walking around half the time and you're freaking angry. You know, I don't want to live this way, but you know, we're forced to. I look around, I see my fellow Californians wearing masks, being submissive. I had a neighbor months ago tell me that when the vaccine came out, they were going to get a shot. What do I want to, you know, what do I do? I just, you know, well, I would advise against that, but, you know, have a good day. I mean, I'm going to make enemies out of my neighbor now, you know? It's just, oh, God, sometimes, you know, that old saying, I want off of this frickin' planet sometimes. Thanks for hearing me. This is like a therapy session.
Well, Paul, I appreciate it because you speak from the heart and you don't mince words. And if there's anything we need, it's searing truth right now. We need to know what the hell is going on and what we can do about it, if anything. And I'm just concerned that Trump is getting screwed every which way by people in whom he has placed trust. And it's obvious at this point in time that many of them are traitors to the United States. They have no bona fide interest in the American people or the Constitution or anything for which this country is supposed to stand.
Right. And I will just say this, too. So here's the thing. The reason I'm willing to cut Trump some slack, you know, is the fact that he probably does not know, is not really aware of all these things that you and I are and that people like myself are. I mean, he spent his whole life doing what, right? Making money, having fun, building companies, raising a family, you know, so I get that. You know, he might not know that we have a very historically committed, deviously entrenched enemy that has nothing more in mind than the destruction of our society and our race. Let's face it, the society is nothing more than what our race built. And there's no doubt about the fact that it's our race. And that's why they're always making it racial. That's why they're always throwing blacks and other races in our face. That's why every goddamn doctor you see on TV is like an Indian or a black. It's hard not to notice that, right? I'm seeing this guy Gupta, this asshole, who's telling us, oh, we can't really go back to normal until all of us have received two vaccines by maybe June of next year. F you, dude. I'm so sick of these Indians in our faces. And just the other day, like I said, I'm watching on this, waiting for my food, and ABC News is on. And I don't see just one, but I see two different black women doctors speaking about it. And I think they're probably either one of them is an actor. I thought I recognized one from before. But this is the kind of crap that they do to us. They slap us in the face all the time, because they know damn well that the black woman is not the most important woman in society and in civilization and in research and in medicine. But this is what they do to us all the time, and I'm sick of it. And yes, I'm a racist for noticing it.
Well, it's amazing how the Democratic Party has become a party of racism. They're a bunch of racists. They want everything decided on racial grounds. I mean, their identity politics is totally anti-democratic, un-American. They're wanting to distinguish on the base of race, gender, you know, sexual preference, and a host of other issues that ought to be completely irrelevant to any legal or social policy decision, which is, you know, the law is supposed to be race blind. It should also be gender blind. It also should be sexual preference blind. I mean, this is all to me just stunning that the Democratic Party has just turned into a group of misfits, assorted misfits. And it appears they want the rest of society to be just as misfit as each of them turns out to be. It's on that order.
Well, sure. And I'll add the usual commentary here. The so-called Democratic Party, let's just mention a few prominent members, shall we? Pelosi, Schumer, Nadler, Schiff, so on. What do they all have in common? I mean, again, these labels get me crazy. It's like listening to Alex Jones and some of his hosts. It's great for a lot of the truth, but they never really get down to business when they're always talking about the globalists, right, or the leftists, or the Chi-Coms. I mean, who are all these nebulous, you know, creatures that we're supposed to be in fear of? The bottom line is, this I'll say it again, and that's the other thing I've always liked about this show is you let me talk about these topics, and other people have as well, but this is nothing more than a Jewish agenda. It is very, very kosher, start to finish, and that's why they do the things they do. You have to understand what makes them tick. It's impossible to understand exactly why, but to know exactly what it is that makes them tick, all you have to do is read about the history on them. It's a very well-worn book.
Paul, I wish I could give an argument to disagree with you, but, you know, I'm afraid you're spot on, and that the tremendous role that is exercised by Israel over the United States just does not receive the amount of attention it deserves. It's staggering, and the implications are stunning, and it needs to be exposed and compensated for. It needs to be dealt with. It needs to be corrected, and there are no signs of anything like that taking place anywhere on the horizon, needless to add.
Not only does it not receive the attention it deserves, it receives basically no attention at all. And when it does get attention from anybody with any platform, such as James Trafficante, right, or Cynthia McKinney, or Paul Wellstone, or some other people that have actually dared to question the role of Israel and why exactly it is that we have such a close relationship, in quotes, right? These are the people that get run out of office and get scandaled, all right? You know exactly how these people play ball. The bottom line is this. The people in real positions of power, if they play ball, right, with these people, their career thrives and they make tons of money. I mean, have you ever wondered how these politicians go to Washington and come away rich? I mean, it's not just the fact that they're banking their salary checks.
Yeah, you got that right, Paul, for a certainty. Well, I'm really glad you called in. We're to the end of the show. You and Dominic made very nice contributions today. I'm very, very troubled. I reiterate to everyone, if Trump's not able to resolve this through the judicial system and with traitors like Bill Barr on the scene, it may be he's unable. Then we have to be prepared to retake the country. Stock up on supplies.
Who owns you? If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays for Voices on the Wind with me, Ivy West. Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of